Once again, I'm over at the Alaska Museum, otherwise known as Readout Elementary School, and I'm talking with Ms. Jen in the gymnasium, where there are all kinds of things here that are Alaskan. Jen, tell me about this museum and what the kids have done here.
So the kids have come up with something interesting that they would like to research about the great state of Alaska, and the hope is that they are capitalizing on something that connects their family personally to Alaska so they can learn more about it and share with others and be passionate about what they're studying. And then the culmination of this six-week activity ends today with all of these beautiful displays.
Now, research has certainly changed since I was in the sixth grade and we had the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now we've got these devices that are the kids allowed to do the research online and through technology?
So they can use a combination of technology, and the school district provides them with a wealth of resources and logins for anything that could be digitally accessed. And then we have a requirement that they have a book from a local library, and then they can also do an interview.
Wow, so it's practicing getting ready for a Caring for the Kenai project is what I'm seeing.
Absolutely, yeah, they're excited about that.
Well, Ms. Jen, is this one of your students right here? Well, let me ask you, what's your name?
My name's Kimberly.
Kimberly, did I get that right? Okay, and I think you heard me read a story the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, now here is your Alaska Museum project. It's about moose and caribou. What did you learn about moose and caribou in Alaska?
That there's 32 herds, and most of the herds are by Mount McKinley. That's the two main ones.
Do we have herds here on the Kenai Peninsula?
Yes, we do.
Are we allowed to shoot moose and caribou here on the peninsula?
It depends if it's hunting season and if you have a license.
Okay, so probably just moose, but not caribou.
No, you cannot shoot caribou.
And do you know when the caribou were transplanted back to the Kenai Peninsula?
No, I do not.
And what got you interested in moose and caribou?
My dad has caribou and moose stuff at our house on our walls.
So you have an actual skull here and a jawbone, right?
Yes, I do.
Did you like doing this research?
Yes, it was really fun.
Let me see what... You want to talk to me? What's your name?
Journey.
Journey. And what is about... You have a Mount Readout thing here. It looks like it's exploding.
Yes.
What did you discover about Mount Readout?
It's very interesting because it's very old and pretty tall, and I learned that it's one of the most dangerous volcanoes in Alaska, and it doesn't erupt very often.
Is it still active?
Yes, but it's dormant.
Were you alive the last time it erupted?
No.
Oh, I was, and it was scary. It looks just like that picture that you have there, and we had inches of dust in the snow. Do you think it'll erupt again someday?
Yeah, it's expected to erupt in 2030s or 2040s.
Now, for making this, did you guys get a grade, a letter grade in the sixth grade?
Yes, we did.
And what was your grade?
I have not looked at that yet.
You haven't found your grade out yet. But whatever it is, you had a lot of fun, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, this is quite a project. Your teacher just went off somewhere else, but the kids are here. They have learned so much about Alaska and the resources. I'm going to come back here and get a closing comment from Ms. Jen. You have some really bright students over there that looks like they've learned a lot about Alaska wildlife and also our geography here as well as volcanic activity. What is the main purpose of studying Alaska?
Well, it ties together a multitude of different standards that our school district requires, and it is cross-curricular with social studies and with speaking and language, with reading and writing, reading in the technical subjects, writing in the technical subjects, writing an expository essay. So it's kind of an all-encompassing project-based.
It seems like, and people can hear in the background, these kids are having fun. And when you do a project that is fun, does that also help with the overall learning process of other basic skills?
Yeah, it helps them dive in, and when they have the choice of the topic to study, like I said, it's supposed to be a connection that they have, that their family has. That really helps with the interest, which helps with the overall project.
How long ago was it that you were in the sixth grade?
A long time ago.
She's doing the math, but she's not wanting to tell me her age. What made you want to come to Kenai and be a teacher, come to Readout?
Well, actually, I started doing this project at Tessamena Elementary School back in, I think, 2002 or 2003. And the Kisilov Historical Society was super excited about it. And I remember thinking how important it was for these kids to realize.
You sound like you're still excited about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, then... we're still keeping it alive, and the kids are very excited about it. Yeah.
Payday is the smiles and the twinkle in their eyes, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, of course, they love talking.
Thank you for teaching our kids over at Readout Elementary School, Miss Jen, sixth grade class, and the Alaska Museum. I'm Meryl Sikorsky, returning you to that archaic sound of KSRM.